Fairly Bowden and I, we walked the streets of Rovaniemi. 6 months in the cold, and the words didn't come easy. 10 hours a day, we'd knock and we'd pray, but the door stayed closed at the end of the day. Then we came to a house
in the late afternoon.
Something told us to wait,
not to leave quite so soon.
2 minutes passed by in the silence of the hall before an 86-year-old lady answered the call. Oh, she heard the knock while she was on her Sister Kumpula opened up her heart and her home. No longer a stranger, no longer alone. It was more than a meeting, it was heaven's design. A miracle written in the patterns of time. We taught what we knew with the little we had, but we needed some help, and the spirit was glad. We brought Sister Tenon, an elderly and sweet, and we watched as two friends were made finally complete. They embraced in the doorway, tears in their eyes. 20 years had gone by under those finished skies. Best friends reunited by the work of the Lord, finding the peace that they both had implored. Now you'd think the story ended there, when she joined the fold. But 40 years later, the spirit took hold. Sister Kumpula came to me, long after she'd passed. She had a message, a desire that was meant to last. She wanted to be sealed to her husband forever. I searched through the records, I searched for a name, but for weeks and for weeks the results were the same. Then I called up Ella Bowden. He reached for his book. In the pages of his journal, he took a long look. He found her name and the gates opened wide. I found her husband who had lived by her side. We went to the temple, to the house of the Lord, to bind them together with a threefold cord. Eternity sealed forevermore. It all started with a knock upon the door. Thank you, Veli Bowden. Thank you, Lord. Lord.